لله. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون. كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون. ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Honorable guest, fellow Muslim brothers and sisters in Islam, our Creator Almighty Allah has given us once again the ability to come and attend and be part of a worship in which we are undoubtedly attempting to connect ourselves to our Creator. Every type of connection is important to us as humans. We want fast internet connection, good phone reception, you name it. In as far as worldly things are concerned, we expect it and we demand superior performance in everything. Allah is telling us in the Quran, just as you are expecting superior performance in things, I also expect superior performance from you, especially regarding your relationship between humans and the Creator. But humans by nature are known to be very argumentative. That's why the surah Naba starts off with "Amma yatasa'alun." Allah brings the issue right to the forefront from the onset. People took part in asking questions. Yatasa'alun here refers to they were taking part in various forms of investigation, such as, when is the hereafter going to take place? When are we going to be called forth to give accountability for our belief or lack of belief? And again, this is human nature. You tell someone, do good because you are going to be held accountable. The first question they ask normally is, accountable to whom? Accountable to what? Why am I accountable? Can't I just be accountable to myself? I have a family, I have a tribe, I have a background, I have my own logic, I have my own intelligence. Why do I need to be accountable to something or someone else? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are asking you, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, about the end of time. They are asking about a very great event. عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ. However, despite them asking about when Qiyamah or the end of time is going to come, they themselves are having ikhtilaf and having a confused response as to when it is going to occur. In fact, if we were to study even in modern times, there is a huge discussion when the end of time is going to come. Some groups said at the turn of the century. Some groups have said when certain things take place in the environment. And the list goes on and on. Allah, by His very design and nature, when He knows, just as you and I know, what we need on our bodies to feel warm, and when we are feeling too warm, we know what to put our bodies through to feel cool. We know what foods to eat. We know what diet to take part in for our health. Allah likewise understands humanity. And instead of answering humanity by saying exactly when the end of time is going to come, He says, كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. Anyone that knows simple Arabic, Allah repeated this phrase twice. كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. Why does Allah need to repeat things twice? If I ask you your name, And if your name is Muhammad, you will not say, my name is Muhammad, Muhammad, Muhammad. You will not do that. Why won't you do it? Because it doesn't sound right. But when Allah repeats something, Allah doesn't care for how you and I think He sounds. When He says something and He repeats something, like for example in Ar-Rahman, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, it comes over and over. In certain parts of the Quran, سَبَّحْ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ, regarding all praises for Allah, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, He starts off many surahs with a similar beginning. Is it because Allah doesn't know of any other beginning? No. Allah repeats certain things over and over because He wants it to get into your head, our heads. But Allah knows by nature, the way He started the surah. Number one, humans are very argumentative. Everything is a big debate. And even when they lose a debate, they have a reason for why they lost. I mean, have you seen such arrogance in people? That's how humans are by nature. Even when they lose, they have a reason for losing. They won't just say, I'm sorry, I lost, I was not prepared, my thinking was skewed, my data was off, I am sorry, I'm going to reform. They don't do that. They argue after the debate, they debate about why they debated wrong or why they made mistakes. Then they go into another debate as to how they're going to improve in the next debate. And humans don't realize the more we debate, the more we fall. The more we go downhill. Allah is saying the same thing here. That forget you're asking about the hereafter. كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. Soon you will find out. Not you will find out, you will really find out. That's what Allah is saying. I mean, you know, those of you that know Arabic, you know exactly the temperature of the dialogue. Now in English we try to make sense of it. Allah says, not only you will find out, you will find out, no doubt, you will really find out. Then Allah changes the pattern. Now for example, if I ask you a question or you ask me a question, generally you give an answer. Allah is not obligated to give anyone an answer. Because Allah is Allah. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the supreme. Allah understands what He has created. Allah knows the present. Allah knows the past. Allah knows the future. Allah knows humanity for what humanity is. So instead of answering the question, He says, in essence, look, insan, you are too weak. Look, humans, you are too weak. Rather than me giving you an answer, let me share something very important to you. So you can appreciate my presence. You can appreciate my greatness, Allah is saying. And that's the idea, my brothers and sisters. Do we know who Allah is? Yes, we know our cars, we know our friends, we know the value of our degrees. All those things we know. But do we know who Allah really is? Have we ever sat at home and reflected upon who is my Allah? Who is my Creator? What has He done for me? What have I done for my Creator? Even though I may have not done what is and has been obligatory for me to do, I've been negligent. Even though I've been negligent, has my Creator ever once been negligent upon me? Has He ever punished me by this cutting of oxygen for a great period of time? Do you know if oxygen is cut off to the brain, what happens to the brain? Have you ever just stopped my heart from beating? Have you ever went through a situation where your hands could not move? And everyone at some point or the other probably went to sleep. And you have sometimes this nightmare that comes your way. And all of a sudden you want to move, but you can't move. Everyone experiences this at some point in their life. Even though you may have a wife next to you, or your child may be in the next room, you are trying to scream for help, the voice doesn't come out. That's how vulnerable humans are. And thereafter, when everything gets back to normal, we talk about it as if it was a joke. We talk about it as if it was, you know, I went through this hardship, but I overcame it. That's how we are. We don't say, Allah help me. I read the dua, the prayer, when I get up in the morning. We don't do that. I overcame it. Even when we praise Allah for what we have overcome, what do we say? I read this certain thing. Look how great I am. We take the name of Allah to impress others, not to show how great Allah is, but how great we are when we talk about Allah. Have you seen the height of arrogance in humanity? Even religion is turned into a notion of business. How to promote myself. Allah says, don't get caught up in this. Why? Then Allah starts talking. Alam naj'al al-arda mihada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the earth. Look at, just examine it for a moment. I made it a beautiful spread. It is flat, nice. Oh, a cradle in which you can live upon. Have you ever went to a mountainous park and tried to make it straight? It's not easy. Ask anyone that did farming. If you don't have a tractor and you got to use your own tiller or do it with a hoe, yourself with a spade, it's not easy. Building a road through some of the mountain passes, it's not easy. When they build great walls, it's not easy. People die. Things happen. Allah is teaching you and I a lesson. That I've given you this beautiful naturalness. Appreciate it. Because when you have to make it, for whatever reason, for construction project, this project, that project, it's very, very costly. Lives are taken. Money is taken. Sleep is lost. Allah says, look at me. Overnight, whatever system I use, Alam naj'al al-arda mihada. I made the earth flat. I made it usable. And I made it to such a point that you can enjoy. Wal jibala awtada. And as far as the mountains are concerned, you don't see them floating, bobbing up and down. You see them structured. They are magnificent. They are powerful in their own right. Allah says, I created that for a reason. وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادَ وَخَلَقَنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجَ. And I also did... Now remember, folks, we are talking about a question here. The question is what? When is Qiyamah? That was a question. When is Qiyamah? Allah doesn't want to answer yet. Allah says, you worried about such a great thing like Qiyamah. Before you worry about Qiyamah, concern yourself with what is around you. I mean, you know the talk of politicians and how they make speeches and who writes their speeches. People that make a speech, they have a team of 5-6 people designing the speech, how they must say things, how they must not say things, what they must say in the East, what they must say in the West, what they say in the West cannot be said in the East. Ads that run in Boston do not run in Utah. Ads that run in Utah do not run in California. They go through all this major rigmarole to fool humans. Allah is talking in the Quran. He's not fooling no one. He knows the speech. If you just study it as a speech, it wins. Forget this, the Quran. Every surah can win a Nobel Prize. Look, you ask the question, and look how Allah is leading up. Eventually He'll answer it. But how He leads you up to it? وَخَلَقَنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And I also created you in pairs. You talking of Qiyamah. Let's talk about now, Allah is saying. Husband, wife, male, female. How procreation comes into existence. How the animals continue one generation to the next. How plants germinate. How they pollinate. It's not just a coincidence. It's not something that is an accident or random. Accidents break things. There was no accident in the design of Allah. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. And I made the night. Why did I make the night? You know, Imam Shafi'i makes a very brilliant point. After Maghrib Salah, let go of futile talk. After Maghrib Salah, relax the brain. From Maghrib to Fajr is your time to reflect on the greatness of Allah. Is to talk and get together with your family. Talk things that are light in nature. Talk things that are happy in nature. Then go to bed. Get up in the middle of the night. Where there is no sound, you are now talking to Allah. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. Communicating with your Creator. Oh Allah, you have been kind to me throughout the day. Oh Allah, I could have... Have you ever wondered, everyone drives, most of you drive, how many times in a year you are about to make an accident and Allah saves you from it? Imagine, how many times you are about to make a turn and you just put your leg on the brake and Allah saves you from something? How many times we are about to have things bashed into our face and through a reflex we just stop? What, you just stop because you are great? And what does Allah, what does the hadith make mention? Every person has like a guardian angel around them. It's not just you and I. We call it reflex, we call it all that. Yes, to a certain extent it is that. But also it is something beyond that. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. I created the night, Allah is saying. Why? So you can reflect upon my greatness. So you can become better than what you are. So you can come in contact with me. And by getting in contact with me, I can create a change in your life in this world and give you a beautiful hereafter. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. Not only we have made the sleep at night to remove your tiredness, but we have also made the night as a garment. I mentioned this before. Ask any person that has worked extensively graveyard shift. Ask them what happens in the morning when they are tired and they go to work or when they go home. Ask doctors that work night shift continuously how many accidents they have made on the way home at times. May Allah protect them, because I've had a communication with a few of these people. Working graveyard is not easy. You have to do it sometimes. You have to do it. But it tires the body. It tires the mind. Even though you had the whole day to sleep, Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. I made the night such that you can relax, and I've made the night such that it is to function for a particular outcome, and it is your duty to appreciate that outcome, to reduce the fatigue in your body and for you to appreciate the night. Not just go, oh look at the moon, how wonderful it is, let's go for a romantic walk. Romantic walk is great, but the night is more than that. And وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. And why did I make the day? Allah says, I made the day so you may be focused on your work. Go to work and do what is necessary at work. Work is different for everyone. For some it is direct employment. For students it is study time. Study time is not going and sitting in Subway and all these other places. That's not what college is all about. When you are a student, that is your job. And your job requires you will study. Your job requires you will get A's. Your job requires you will be the best you can in your school, in your high school, in your college. Not playing makeup. Not playing drama, not playing running around here and there with friends and everywhere. That's not the idea of school. That's a solution and a remedy for disaster in your life. Meet a lot of students. You know what they say? If only I could go back in time. I'm sorry, my friend. Once the time is over, it's over. You know, just like that, you got to talk to young people like the basketball game. Once the bell goes or whatever you call it, it's over. The winning team is this. And the other team is not a moderate team. The other team is a losing team. Either you're a winner or you're a loser. That's real life. Anyone says it's in between, they are lying to you. They want you to fail more in life. Have this. That's what Allah is saying. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. What's ma'isha? What's ma'asha? The day is made to thrive, so you may be successful and attain what needs to be attained. Ma'isha, it's a moment of earning, meaning getting from one point to the next in a manner of success. Yes, in the end, if Allah doesn't give you all the wealth, that's a separate issue. But your duty is to push it the way Allah wants you to push it, without trespassing the ethics and the boundaries and creating hurt for others. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَاجًا. And Allah is saying, look at that, look at how Allah is talking. Allah tells you and I to do what during the day? Night is for what? Ibadah. Night is for what? Relaxing. Day is for what? Working. And Allah says, and I also did work. Don't just take me as me telling you, and I have not done my work. What I have done? وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا. Those skies up there, they're not just built by you and I. They are built by Allah in a certain system, in a certain way, to produce a certain outcome. Outcome to benefit you and I. Allah says, I've done it too. And Allah says, should you have any doubt, وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَاجًا. Go and look at the sun. Go near the sun and see what happens. You'll never get close to it. You'll be finished, you'll be evaporated. Allah says, I also did my work. Now your duty as insan is also to do work and become and leave behind a legacy that you can appreciate and those around you can appreciate. We'll continue inshallah next week, but just to recap for those of you that came late, Surah Naba starts off with what? Amma yatasa'aloon. They're asking Allah about the great, and they're discussing about the great moment, Qiyamah. That's the discussion. And Allah is saying, you worried about Qiyamah. You want to know about that great moment. Before I tell you about that great moment, let me teach you a little about yourself and your environment. And by learning about yourself and your environment and appreciating it and becoming the best within it, we will thereafter talk about Qiyamah, because that is a topic that is very, very deep, what Allah is saying. Inshallah, next week we will continue from here as we get ready now continually for the month of Ramadan. My brothers and sisters in Islam, there is nothing better that we can do to prepare ourselves by focusing on these simple things, such as what is expected of us on a daily basis. This is a question you have to answer. Everyone answers it. Students answer it. Those that can't answer it, they are not doing very good in college. Trust me on that one. Or in the high school. If you don't know why you're going to work, then I'm afraid you are not the cream of your crop wherever you work. If you don't know your purpose in life, then I'm afraid it's going to hurt not just yourself and others. And Allah is saying to you and I, let's focus on getting to know your purpose. And Allah is also saying, I know my purpose as Allah. Allah is saying, now I want you to know your purpose as a human. And inshallah, next week we will continue on this given surah, Surah Naba as well. May Allah help us and guide us at all times.